Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Sister Jada Presents, where we are intentional, inspirational, and impactful, spotlighting businesses, entrepreneurs, organizations, ministries, authors, artists, and musicians. And leaders who have taken a leap of faith, thriving and impacting communities and individuals across the globe. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." This month's theme is extraordinary faith. Extraordinary faith. Again, today we are so excited because we have an extraordinary guest who has exemplified extraordinary faith through her journey. She is an amazing woman of God. She's a pastor of God's House in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. She hosts a prayer line, and it's reached people all across the world. She is a mother and a grandmother, as well as having many sons and daughters in the faith throughout the world. She is passionate about serving and helping others. She's one who does things without others seeing. So there's a lot of things that Apostle does that people don't even see, and it has impacted so many lives in such a great way, communities and individuals' lives. And she does it all for the glory of God. So it is an honor to introduce to you Apostle Clara Churchwell, and I'm going to unmute your call.
Apostle. Amen, amen.
Amen. Excuse the technical. Yes, amen. Thank you, Apostle, and excuse the technical difficulties we had this morning.
That's okay.
Amen.
Thank
you so much, Apostle, for accepting the invitation. And I know we don't have long, but I it's just an honor to have you here on the broadcast today. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions. You just let God just use you. One thing that I know about you, Apostle, is God is always, he always give you a word. And you're passionate about seeking God for the people. And sometimes the word is not pretty. You know, you don't have the tickling ear word all the time for people. I mean, you really never, it's straight from the heart of God. I truly believe that. And, you know, in the Bible, many prophets had to be bold. And one of the questions that I have for you is, in the amazing, how do you stay grounded in being bold and speaking for the Lord?
Stay grounded. At first, Evangelist Jada, I had to remove a lot of clutter. What do you mean a lot of clutter? A lot of people speaking and a lot of people I had to pull away to myself in these last years to really hear from God, because I just didn't want to be a part of the status quo of what everybody else was saying and everybody else was doing. I really wanted to hear from God in this season. And so many times in this season, people don't like a word of correction. But when we get a word of correction, and that God's been doing it a lot through the years for me, it's not because the Almighty God is angry at us. It is because he loves us and no longer wants us to be deceived within the body of Christ. Many people in the body of Christ are deceived because they want to do it their way, Evangelist Jada. They don't want to spend the quality time in the Word of God to know what the Word of God requires of them, Evangelist Jada. Many of them are appointed and gifted and called by God, but they don't have discipline in their lives. What do you mean, discipline? I remember as a young woman of God who moved into prophetic ministry, it was very accurate in my younger years, like in the 1980s and 88, and in the AME church where I was under leadership. God would begin to show me dreams and visions and prophecies that would come to pass. Although I was flowing in those things and was gifted, my life did not match up, Evangelist Jada, unto what God was showing me. And many times when leadership, they never just come, you know, like people do today, but they prayed for me and they told me and God would send people to me, but I always had a perception then when I was young in ministry and in the prophetic ministry, even setting up, I thought people was against me, but God began to show me they love you. That's the reason I'm showing you this, and as I matured over the years, I really saw what God was saying, that I could not run off a gift or an office within the ministry, that he required more of me, not to just preach the word, to teach the word, but he wanted me to live the word that I prophesied and preached over other people's. And so that's why I began to change focus, and God began to deal me with me in dreams and visions concerning my own life. And a lot of times within the body of Christ or in our personal life, we don't want God to touch those areas of our life. And, you know, so the devil had me under deception when I was a young prophetess or sitting down to people, that people were against me. But it wasn't. It was God bringing me. He wanted me to live the life. And that's where he began to teach me that gifts and callings are irrevocable, that he was not going to take a gift or the ability to do something back from me, but there was a standard that he was calling me into. And then as I matured, I seen the much that God had forgiven me for much as out of all the mistakes that I had made as a young woman of God or in ministry. And so it made me have a compassion for other young people and young ministers and prophets or prophets who make that decision in their life where they think they can run off a gift. So God he hit the reset button. He said, now I want you to stand up and tell them that's not what it's about. You know, that doesn't mean that they're not gifted. That doesn't mean that they're not called by God. But he did not want them to be a castaway. And I was a castaway. I was being used of God. My gift was being prostituted, not for money, because people knew I would see things and dreams and visions, and God, the word would come. People began to give me a lot of engagement. I was preaching everywhere, but my own life is endless, Jada. At night, I was coming home crying and saying, God, I do not want to go to hell, Alpha, because you're showing me stuff. So this is a season that I think that God is raising many women and men of God back up to teach the young people. I believe that he leaves us here as mothers of Zion and apostles to teach other young people that they will not make the same mistakes that we made when we were first in ministry, Evangelist Jada.
Amen. That's powerful. I know that's ministering to a lot of people, that alone, what you just said. And, yeah, you know, it's like I know it's a lot of people right now that and have been doing that in the past as merchandising their gift. And so, wow, praise God for that. That was powerful. Wow. And Apostle, I noticed another thing that you're very passionate about, and this is huge. You're passionate about outreach and evangelizing.
Yes. I am very passionate about outreach. I am very passionate about the young people of society of today, men and women. So many times the devil beat the young people up. And God began to deal with me. You got to catch a fish, Evangelist Jada, before you can clean it. But a lot of people want to clean it before they even catch it. Amen. And the Bible says a wise person, they win souls. You can't go to somebody who's out there. It does not mean you approve of it, but God will give you the wisdom and knowledge. And what helps keeps me in balance, Evangelist Jada, I remember when I was out there. You see what I'm saying? And I had spiritual fathers and mothers. They prayed for me. They didn't beat me upside the head with the words. You see what I'm saying? They didn't beat me, but they prayed for me and loved me and stuff. So when I go out there, I see people, the finished product of what God is doing in somebody's life. You see what I'm saying? I don't see him as a drug addict or a prostitute or all that. I see him as a soul as I go out there to minister. And when God allows me to go out there, I'm going deep sea fishing and I'm asking God the wisdom and the knowledge. Woo! And he's taught me over the years, I cannot minister to each and every person the same way. You see what I'm saying? I have to be led by the Spirit of God how to minister to that person because people have different situations in their life. And a lot of times God, he begins to show us why some people are the way they are the way they are. Because some people have been hurt and wounded within families. Some of them have been raped. Some of them have no sense of value. So we have to be led by the Spirit of God how we win souls as we advance, as we evangelize. That's when I'm so compassionate. And I guess a lot of times God allows us, Evangelist Jada, to go through things in our own life and with our own family members that we can be more compassionate. You preach and you evangelize out of your experiences that you are with through. Okay, because I remember the time in my life, I have sons, Evangelist Jada, and I have daughter. I have a daughter, my own natural. But I remember when they were out there, you know, and people were saying they thugs, they'll never amount to nothing. But when God began to draw them in by his Spirit, it made me see other people's sons and daughters through what God had done for mine. And I'm like, if God can heal, then you don't see them on the front foot, but if God can change their hearts and attitude now to make them have a desire to begin to pray, our desire to begin to help somebody, you know, and stuff like this, it will show you. You will want that same thing for somebody else's child or some other woman, a man, a child. If you've been in that situation, I don't know, you know, a lot of people, they will not tell their real testimonies, Evangelist Jada, of what God, because a religion has got them afraid to tell that. But I can truly say, that's what I used to be. I'm not that anymore. But you got to tell you got to meet people on their level. You see what I'm saying, Evangelist Jada?
Yes.
So as I remember as a young girl growing up, I was in a Baptist church then. I was about probably about 13, and I believe that's when God really put that in my heart and sowed that seed. I remember the pastor, you know, lay down, a lot of people down past Baptist churches, but that seed was planted, Reverend Neely, who came to the association, and it was a song he sung, and God implanted that passion through that. So if I can help somebody as I travel alone, then my living will not be in vain. You see, I want my life to account for something. I want my life to be able to change somebody. If I never see him again, if it's with a smile or a kind word or a deed, you see what I'm saying? So you got to have a compassion for people. And number one, before you can even evangelize, you got to love people. You got to love people. You got to have a love for people. You cannot evangelize if you don't have a love for people. And number one, even you got to love yourself. How can you evangelize and love somebody else when you don't even love yourself? So after all of that, God began to deal with me about personal. You are worthy. I have something for you to do, a destiny for you to fulfill as a woman of God. Yeah, you went through many things, but the devil beat so many people up, Evangelist Jada, where they think they can't do anything. And that's the devil's game. But I want people to know on today, I don't care when you evangelize what you've been through. God can use you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and God begins to give me words to encourage me, to build me up as I went out into the highways. I begin to see and tell people God didn't make no trash.
Ooh,
I begin to tell them that God didn't make no trash. I don't care. God didn't make no trash.
Right.
We might be made out of dust of the earth, but we ain't no trash. You see,
that
we are fashioned in image in the likeness of Almighty God. And so, so that's what I do. I look at people as that. I look at them as a work in progress. You know, after as I'm evangelizing, but I still come to realize as I look at them as a work in progress, so am I still a work in progress. You see, so it's a different perception when you go out there. And I have a passion for people. I can't stand to see people being mistreated. I have a compassion for the poor and the needy and the outcast.
Yes.
You know, and when God began to
give
me scripture to show me,
Oh, I was going to say,
God
Apostle, when speaking of.
Scripture, Evangelist Jada, show me that he loves the poor and the outcast also.
You better say
so it's a passion, it's a love.
It.
And I believe that if every true evangelist, more than the gift of prophecy or being an apostle, I love souls. And I know that's what makes Jesus happy, our God happy. I know heaven rejoices over souls. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a position now that I want to make the Father happy. Because I know out of all the accomplishments that we could ever do up on the earth, it's to touch somebody's life in such a way and to let them know that they're loved and that they're not just a statistic where they're in the prison or wherever they are, that they are a human being. And they are
that's
important
to God. Amen. Woo, Apostle, we don't have long. This is so powerful. And I know you do because one of the ways you show love is you take care of an exceptional, you have an exceptional daughter that you take care of. And the love that you show by taking care of her and just loving on her, can you? Wow, I know your strength comes from the Lord.
Oh, yes,
so.
I have a daughter.
Yes.
I have a daughter. Her name is Sharina. God gave Sharina to me, and I love Sharina like Sharina's my own child. God has given me a love for her. She's got special needs and all of those, but she's not only got special needs. She is special and unique in God's eye in her own way.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen God do miraculous things through her. Not only am I a blessing to her, but she is a blessing to me. You know, and it's very hard and difficult when you are in ministry or stuff, but I've learned, and I thank God, I can say this, Evangelist Jay, I thank God for the people that he has truly around me, that's in my life, Evangelist Jay, like yourself and others who and even my very own apostle, when I take her to the church or even churches that I used to go to, I remember going to a Pastor Morgan's church, how they treated me. And so I'm kind of skeptical because I know how a lot of people, when you bring special need children into the church, because they might act a certain way or some people begin to look at them, you know, I want you to leave. But then I begin to ask the Lord a question. I'm like, Lord, you gave her to me for a reason, so I refuse to take her and stick her in the corner somewhere. You see what I'm saying? I would not stick her. I feel, yes, she's got special needs, but she's got wisdom and knowledge, and God has brought her a mighty long way. When I got her, Evangelist Jada, she would not talk. She could not walk and do these things. She could, but she was afraid to. You see what I'm saying, Evangelist Jada?
Yes,
but as she's seen the people around me and myself and my family and those that love her, she began to come out of the shell. You see what she began to know it's okay for me to talk. It's okay for me to be her. Yes. And I teach her, be yourself, Sharina. You're special unto the Lord. So I thank God for the journey that he has given me with even those with special need. I always worked in special needs, Evangelist Jada, you know, at Clover Bottom and different places and for nurses agency. And but you, just like you have a calling in ministry, Evangelist Jada, I've learned over you have to be called to take care of special children and people. You have to be called. It's a calling.
Amen.
It's not just a job that you make money out of, Evangelist Jada.
Amen.
It is a calling.
Amen.
It is a calling by God. And it's an honor to have special children to work with, that God would entrust you with his babies. I call them his babies, just like we his babies. But they're his special babies, and they are unique. And they have some great talents that's hid in them. You know, I didn't even know at first, Evangelist Jada, that she likes music. But she loves music. She likes to sing. She likes to pray. And the good thing about it is when I'm having a bad day, Evangelist Jada, I'm not all the way up to where I need to be. And my body is aching with pain sometimes. She'll come and she'll lay hands on me. And Evangelist Jada, the warmest thing flows from her body. And I said, God, she's got a gift of healing, although she's special. You take her to lay hands on my aching body. So do not tell children with special needs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't count them out because they're special needs. Don't look at them like they're a spectacle or they're something. You know what I'm saying, Brenda Jade? And watch God move in our life. She's been a blessing to me. And the man, you know, it was prophesied to me, and he's gone on to be with the Lord, Prophet Fargo. Many might know him. He was well known, but he prophesied that to me, and God has really fulfilled every word that the man of God spoke into my life, and she is truly a gift. I call her a gift from God. You know, we like the material, but she is truly a gift from God, and I thank God for it every day.
Amen. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful, Apostle. And I know we went over our time a little bit. I'm glad it's still rolling. You know, they didn't boot us off. But if there's anyone that's listening right now and they want to know who God is, can you lead them to the Lord right now? And then we're going to close on out. Okay.
If anyone on this line today that does not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, right where you at on this line, all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I repent of my sins, and I ask you to be Lord and Savior of my life. It's just that simple. Amen. It might be somebody on this line who's in a backseat situation. All you have to say today is, Lord, I have strayed away and I want to come home and return unto you and tell him you're sorry. His arm is open wide for each and every one of you who have found yourself in those two positions. So, Father God, up on today, we thank you, Lord, for your saving grace, oh God, for those even who are backslidden, for those you are introducing yourself to today, oh God. All we ask, Father God, is that you, our God, will lead them to pastors after your own heart, oh God, who would teach them and love them with the unconditional love that you have loved us with. In Jesus' name we pray, and in Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen. Back to you, Evangelist
Taylor. Amen. 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 And this also is being recorded, so if there's anyone that's listening to the recording, remember, you can do the same thing, even listening to the recording. Accept Jesus into your heart. Amen. So thank you so much, Apostle. This was a very, very, very powerful interview. The message that you shared with us today, wow. Tell us about God's House and how to connect with you, your services and your prayer call before we end the call.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Our prayer services, I come on random with our prayer service, but we had our first worship service. You can go to my Facebook page with that information. We have our prayer calls on Sunday mornings at 8. You can go to our Facebook call and get that on our Facebook, our Facebook page and get that information also. The address to the Church of God's House, it is on our Facebook page. If you need prayer or anything, you can text me on my Facebook page under Clara Churchwell. And notice I get the text and I do look at them. I do pray over them as you do that. And sometimes I get things, but I delete it because of the privacy for others who are calling me and texting me. I delete it as they text because I want to keep it private. So that is the three ways you can get in touch with us is go and follow us on Facebook and then text us in our end messenger box on Facebook. But the address and location of the church is all on the flyers. Thanks be unto God who makes our flyers, none other than Evangelist Jade. I'm going to throw this out here while we're at it. And if anyone needs flyers or anything, my sister Corbin, she is excellent in those things, and we appreciate you, Evangelist Jada. I thank you for all that you do for God's House behind the scene to assist us to be what we should be in Jesus' name. We love you. Back into your hands, Evangelist Jada.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Clara Churchwell. Wow. This was a word. This was a word. This wasn't an interview. We received a word from the woman of God. Thank you so much. And we thank those who have tuned in and just contact us if you take a copy of the recording. And we will be sharing it. And remember to be intentional, inspirational, and impactful for the glory of God. God bless everyone. Have a blessed rest of the week.